Okay, we're up to Siv Zayin, the Ramah, and an important Shach, the Shach Siv Katnachah. First, let's learn the Ramah, which has its own significance. I will start away from the beginning of the Ramah. Mishul Chashid B'davar Le'mashma Le'inshi Shu'aveira Le'mikri Chashid. We'll come back to this in the next Siv. It says that to be a Chashid has to do with perception. If you have an Aveira that some people think is not really an Aveira, and they do it, that doesn't make them make them Chashid for that, but he's not called a Chashid for other things. There's some things like that that people, even some Yisurim Deraises, people think are not so terrible, like missing some Akriyasha in the morning, for some reason, I don't know why. They think it's not so terrible, so he's a Chashid for Deraisa, but he's not a Chashid. Because some of that to people is not. And here's some about the inyanim of food. So if people are not machshiv it, there are certain types of people that are not machshiv the isurim of bugs. So all these things depend in part on the perception of people. The individual who would be in chayshid. You're asking me, can I trust Aunt Tilly? So I'll tell you, Aunt Tilly, she eats lettuce without checking for bugs. That's a deraisa. She should be chashiv for all the rabbanans. So the answer is that in her circles, it's she thinks it's not an aveira. She thinks it's a chumra.
That is,
what?
It depends on the person who's being.
Yeah, I think so. It depends on that person. Yeah. Miu loy say davar ain't in them. But of course, if she's not got his bugs, you can't eat her lettuce. Now, here, the second part of Rum. Misha noyeg be'ezadova iser, mekesha sover, shedino huhachi. Oi, mekaya chumra, sheikhmer alatzmai. Somebody has a chumra. It's very common today that you can have friends or neighbors or relatives that one of them is machmi on a certain thing and other people are mekel. Mutalechol amachayim shenoyegim be'heter, devadeh le'yichileo dover shenoyeg be'yisr. It means like this. Let's say I'm makbid on Chol Yisrael. I have a friend who's not makbid on Chol Yisrael. I go to eat in his house. Am I allowed to trust him that he's only going to give me things that are kosher according to my shita? Of course, he has to know it's my shita. So the Ramah here is saying that you're allowed to trust him. We assume that he won't feed him something that he's noyig yisr. So here we're talking that the machmir is the guest at the house of the Mekel, and was saying that the Mekel won't give him to eat something that he's not supposed to eat, and you're allowed to rely on him, even though he told it's mutter, but he knows some you didn't hold it's us. So Goy is not has no nemonis at all because a Goy does not know. We're talking about someone who's bad tzema from a yid.
Shouldn't this be the makor that's from
No, someone who's not from is not Neman. We're talking about a from Yid who's a Mekel. Someone who's not from Betzim is a Mummer, we said last time, is not Neman.
So you have to ask him. So he says, yeah, he has Neman. Or you can assume.
Generally, you can assume. I'll tell you. This is what this long shach. There's a shach here that brings a Chuvas Marabach. And he says the Marabach is very long, so I'll bring it Bekitzer. So I'm telling you, the Shach is long, so I'll tell you that the Shach says Bekitzer. Okay, the Shach brings the Marabach, who makes the following distinction. He says there are two types of Chumris. You have somebody who's Machmir. Let's say I go to you, and I'm Machmir, and you're Mekel on a certain thing. Why am I Machmir? So the Shach says there are two common reasons. There could be many reasons, but there are two common reasons. One reason is that it's the meaning of my Mishpacha or my Kehila to be Machmir. And the meaning of your mishpacha, your kehila, is not to be machmir. So that could be a possible reason. So you have, for example, a Sfaradi. Sfaradim are more machmir and bishalakum than Ashkenazi. So you have a Sfaradi, he goes to an Ashkenazi. Why is the Sfaradi machmir? Because that's his meaning of his mishpacha, of his kehila. That's his meaning. So that's one reason that you could have people that are machmir. We're a lot of copies, I'm sorry. The second reason would be that somebody is a Talmid Chacham, and he looked into a sugya, and he feels that it's aser. He feels it's aser. He knows that there are some mekilin, there are some machmirin. So he went into the sugya, he's a lamdin, and he decided he feels it's aser. That's the second reason that it could be that someone's a bigger machmir. Okay, so you can have because it's a minig, or you can have because it's a person himself is machmir. Now, such a person comes to your house, and you're serving him. Rabach Shaila is the following. You are going to give him something that is also according to him, but it's nicker. It's nicker. The Gemara is such a case. Gemara says, I think it's Rav Nachman and Rav Chista had an argument whether a certain type of sukkah is kosher. Rav Nachman was meikel, and Rav Chista was machmir. One day Rav Chista came to Rav Nachman, and he gave him to eat in a sukkah that was possible according to him and kosher according to him. He gave him to eat. So there the Gemara says, after he ate, he said, oh, I see you change your mind. He said, no, I didn't change my mind. I'm shluchim mitzvah, p'turim in a sukkah. So eating your sukkah is like eating outside the sukkah. That's the Gemara. I think a few Roman days in sukkah. There it was nicker, pashtus. It was nicker. The machlekes there, the sukkah had to do with noi that hangs down. It was nicker. So the Marabach is saying, his shaila is, are you allowed to tempt someone by giving him food that you know it's also according to him? According to you, it's mutter. And it's nicker. You can tell. You can tell. We're not talking the Ramah. Ramah is somewhere it's not nicker. You're trusting him. Here, it's nicker. Very clear. And you see, he's a makbar Chal of Yisrael. I put in front of him a container of the. It's clearly not Chal of Yisrael. Clearly not Bishalakim. Not mutter in Bishalakim according to his Shita. So it's interesting. He says the following chilek. What would you think? What's worse? If someone does something also because it's minig ha-mishpacha, or he does it because he went to the sugi and he holds it's also. Which is worse? Which is more chomer? What? Put that aside for a second. You're right, but one second. I'll tell you what Tamar Abbas says. He says, if it's his minig, then it's also nikar adin. And now let it tempt him. You're giving him something that's also. According to your rules also, I might be Mekel. But according to my rules, if a Sephardi calls me a Shaila, I say, for me it's mutter, for you it's Aser. That makes sense? That's the mutter of everyone? Yeah, that makes sense. Ashkenazim it's mutter, and Sephardim it's Aser. You have such things. So, Zakhtam Rabach, if it's something that it's Atsiz Minig HaMishpacha, Minig HaMokim, it's Aser, I'm not going to tempt him with it. I'm not even going to put it in front of him. I'm going to say, yeah. I'm going to say, if he eats it. I'm telling you, now let him eat it. But if it's something, that's bad, some mutter. I mean, according to me. He looked into the sugya. He holds that this is awesome. So then I'm allowed to give it to him. He could change his mind. It's not an objective isser. If he went through the sugya, he holds it's awesome. Maybe the next day I'll go through a sugya and I'll hold this mutter. He's not bound by his earlier decision. And he says, not left either, because it's up to him. I mean, it's nicker to him what it is. He has his shittas, so let him go with his shittas the way he wants. What?
He does not know what
your circumstance is. No, it's nicker. We're talking now where it is, no, where it's recognizable. Like the case of the sukkah, he brought him into a sukkah, and you could see. Yeah. That's a good question. But let's put it aside for a minute. That's according to your sheet. I'll get to it in a minute. One second. It's a legitimate question. One second. Marimokim Anilach. If it would be Poshit, it wouldn't be a Marabach, right? It's a Shach, B'Shem Marabach. He makes this type of distinction between two. And he says that the one is more chamer than the other. What's interesting, he says a second nafkamina. This is a bigger chiddush. The first First, it's a little easier to hear. Before I go to the second, I mentioned to you at the end of Shir last week that Rav Shurkin, in his Sefer Megi Givus Olam, brings the Shaila about a wife being bound by her husband's chumris. He says, "Yisi noichak ashenishal agayim shemis alin azitzal amishunay chumra misuyemes asher ikem minig oilem ulahakel." Someone is a minig, and the velt is meikel. Alva meidach, who writes a lahakel ishtoi shleitin a kamaisa. He says, "Look, I'm machmir. Could my wife be meikel?" So that's what he asked. Anish tam lechalik bin. Is there a reason to be mechalik? People ask me sometimes. Sometimes you want to do a hefsek keli on a blech on Shabbos. Someone has to warm up something from the refrigerator. So people put an empty pot, and on top of the empty pot, they put a the kugel or the which is not. So people ask me, is there any shaila about putting the pot on the fire? So I tell them that there's a shaila about heating up metal on Shabbos. If heating metal is itself bishul, Ramesha says if you don't heat it to a glow, that it's mutter. That's a minig ha'olam. If palmas machmir, if it becomes yatzilah despite that, it's aser. So what do you do? So I tell them I'm machmir and my wife is mekel. So I have no problem in my house. I tell my wife to do it. So I'm machmir. My rabbi held it's aser, but Ramesha holds it's mutter. The minig ha'olam is to be mekel. So I have to be machmir on her with every Nahrish guy they have. Yeah, it's interesting. There's Yeshua Shasha Bishul because the heating of metal is that it softens. And if it got hot again, then Yeshua Shasha Bishul, because it's a legitimate question.
Do you eat from it? What your wife cooks?
I eat everything my wife cooks that I like, which is about 1% of the things she cooks. But in my house, when my wife brings out food on Shabbos, my boys and I, we call it guest food. You know, the cutlets and the kugel are for us, and everything else is for them. But anyway,
you are machmir, and you're
a machmir. But that's what Shlomo Zalman was asked. Do you have to be machmir on her? Does that make sense? With chalati on a husband and a wife. So he says, and this is obviously quoting something he saw, but clearly based on the Ralbach. He says, that really there's no reason to be mechatin a husband and a wife. A minig amakim, a minig amishpach, a husband and a wife are the same. He says, except echad shalomen es hasugya mkol apayskim yishayim achrayim v'yotzalei acheres minig ha'olam. He says somebody who has his sheet, he went through the sugya, and he's machmir. Harihu chayv lahachmir, kimin shalach are in iyun niroloi sheesh lahachmir. Avshu neged ha'ilam. So he himself has to be machmir. Aval ishtoi shaloi lomda sasugya. Ein lo siba lahachmir neged minig ha'ilam. You know what he says? He says, if it's a minig ha'mishpacha, like the rabbi says, so of course it's binding on his wife. A minig ha'kihila, Ashkenazi marries a Sephardi, or a Yeki marries somebody else who keeps 6 hours. The minig ha'kihila, of course it's binding on the wife. But when a man goes through a sugya, and comes out with a chumra that shaloi k'minig ha'ilam, so he says, ishtoi lo lomda sa sugya. His wife didn't learn the sugya. Ein lo siba la'ach minig ha'minig ha'ilam. I hold that putting the metal on it is aser. But I don't hold there's a knas on it. She did like minig ha'olam. You mean if I learned through a sugi and I hold that she's a toya? Okay, no chidam. I don't hold she's a toya. It's not because I went through a sugi. I'm being Mekaybitz's kvod rabbi. So I went through a sugi. You know, I didn't use Shabbos clocks. Rabbi Shel not to use. Though I really think it's also to use Shabbos clocks. I know everyone uses Shabbos clocks. I don't use Shabbos clocks. So my wife also doesn't use Shabbos clocks because it's one house. But I don't hold. I went through the sugi and I hold it. So no, that's it. I'm not that way. So So this chilik is Rav Shlomo Zalman's chilik about a husband to a wife. If it's the minig ha-mishpacha of the husband, so of course, as everyone knows, it's binding on the wife. But if it's not minig ha-mishpacha, it's just a person went through a sugya and he holds to be machmir, so that's probably the case he'd be more easily offended that his wife, she didn't go through a sugya. She
has to be
if he holds, it's complicated. If he holds, it was started betos. Yeah, but if there's a sheet and it's machmir, he's mekel.
So how come the
Kalin
in the story last night had to keep her minhag and she didn't go to the husband?
So the stipler there writes that in the Ikar Hadin, I have a pilpul, but I don't want to go into it. The story last night. The point he was making was the point I brought out, but it wasn't it. Okay, at any rate, this is the first rule of the Maralbach. It's a very geschmacka rule. If you hold, if it's your minig, it's binding on your family. If it's your chiddush, it's not binding. Your chiddushim are not binding on your family.
If you have a guest, how do you know that he has different rules than you? How are you?
If you don't know, you don't know. So what are you supposed to do if you don't know? What are you supposed to do if you don't know? I'm talking about somebody who knows. The shaila is about if you know that he's a mekel, you're a machmir, you're a mekel. Is it an issa to tempt him by putting this type of food on the table? Now, a certain. Could be. Okay. So I don't know what the case was there. I don't know. The second chiddush of the Maralbach is a much bigger chiddush. Till now, it's a bigger chumrah of its minig ha-mishpacha. It's binding, and a bigger kula if it's not. Now he says, what about cooking for a guest? Let's say you're not makbid nechal of Yisrael, and you want to cook for a guest who is makbid. Or you're bishul akum, I'm not getting into the shayla of whether it applies to blias. Let's say the case he brings is a case certain types of chaylev. Certain types of chaylev, according to the minig of certain communities, is chaylev, it's treif. According to other communities, it's not treif. It's that way today, too. There's certain types of chaylev, which according to the minig of Eretz Yisrael in Europe is more kuladik, and according to minig America, we're more machmir. There are very few things that we're more machmir in Eretz Yisrael, but there are certain types of chaylev that minig chutz la'aretz is more machmir than minig Europe, which became minig Eretz Yisrael. So let's say you have such a thing, and you have pots, you cook in your pots all the time. According to him, your pots are treif. According to me, my pots are kosher, it's fine. He brings minig rainis and minig gostreif. He brings them along with different communities to do nikkur differently. Now, if my pot is a ben yoimai, I'm certainly not allowed to cook for him because the food becomes treif. What happens if it's an eina ben yoimai? The pot was not used in 24 hours. What does that mean? If you have even a chazer pot, it wasn't used in 24 hours, and you cook in it, the food is kosher. If you have a goyish neighbor, and you know he wasn't home for 24 hours, and he comes home, and you go in, say hello to him, and he puts up some water for you in his pot. So it's an ben yoimai pot, it's mutter. The water is mutter. You're not supposed to cook. Chazal a geyser ein ben yoimai atu ben yoimai to cook. But the food is definitely mutter. So the Shach says, legabe cooking for a guest, and it ain't a ben yoimai pot, it's the reverse. Meaning, somebody that's a minig ha-mishpacha, he's machmir, and I'm mekel, as far as the Ashkenazi, let's say, I'm allowed to cook an ain't a ben yoimai pot for him. Because he says, the minhagim are not an ain't a ben yoimai. The minhagim are on something that's, I guess you call it a chepzadisur. But, he says, if he holds that I'm making a mistake, he's saying, I learned through a sugya, you're making a mistake, it's really aser, then I'm not allowed to cook, even in an eina ben yoimai pot for him, Because he holds I'm making a toss. He holds I'm not allowed to do it. So see, he holds I'm making a toss. I can't cook even in an Eina Ben Yoimai pot for my guest. And all my pots I can't cook. Now he says if I cook for myself and there's leftovers, he can eat it. But I'm not allowed to cook for him. What this means, according to what he's saying, is let's say you have someone who's Saimach HaRamosh's Kulav Cholostam. You have someone else who holds it's a toss. They are Dali Israel, who hold that it's a toss. The Ramosh's Cheshbin, the Metzias is not true that way, Bizman Azeh, the government. It isn't so Bifakeah. They hold it's a toss. The Shach is saying, if I am not Makbid, and he is Makbid, and he holds my Kul as a toss, I'm not allowed to cook in any of my Milcha Kapats for him. Even in any Binyan Mepat, I'm not allowed to cook for him. Because Lashitasai, my whole basis of my heter is a mistake. And if it's Tumin Hagim, I could cook any Binyan. He doesn't know I'm making a mistake. He owes his Tumin Hagim. If he was born into my family, he keep my Min Hagim. So it turns out each side has a Chumra, if you hold cup. The Minik side is a Chumra that's lifting Eva for me to tempt him. I'm not to put the food in front of him. It's lifting Eva. I hold it's Mutter, but I'm asking to him it's us. I'm not allowed to tempt him. If it's his own Das Yachid that it's us, I could put it in front of him, let him do what he wants. The Gabe Pats, it's the reverse. It's more Kuladik. If it's us, Midigam Mishpacha. So I guess I respect his minig, he respects my minig. It's Eina Ben Yaimai. I'm allowed to cook it. The food is certainly mutter, shailin the cooking. Mashengen, if he holds it to toast, I'm not even allowed to cook it. I Eina Ben Yaimai pat for him. What's his business, what I'm doing? That's a good question. The Prichadash asked this on the Shach. Prichadash says he doesn't understand what's his business, what I do. But the Shach is saying that for me to cook for him, when he holds I'm not allowed to do it, so why are we cooking for him? For myself, I could cook. And he keep the leftovers. But cook for him, and he laid him, he holds his tray. Yes, that's awesome.
But if he's telling me to cook, that's an issue. But if I could come in and make the
I hear what you're saying. The Lamaisa, the Prichodesh has this taina on the Shach. But this is the Marabach's Geder Advarim. He says, you tried to do him a favor? He holds, you're not doing me a favor. You're being Nichshel. The Shita side.
So being Machalik
between Chumra, he holds the Shita, the Yachim Machner, the Machalik,
he holds the Isser, and
it's Tos.
You don't have a distinction?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean.
A
distinction?
No, so we said that if it's a Chumra, the Dina, he holds the
no, he says that you can't cook for him. Minig, you can cook for him.
You can,
because he's masking that according to my minig, I could cook. He's masking according to my minig, I could cook. Right? There's the cooking. He says, I keep my minig, you keep your minig. So he's masking I could cook when the mice is in his. When he knows I'm making a toss, so he's not masking that I could cook. So I shouldn't be cooking for him. Understand? Anyway, this is
something like for thousands of years, even eight gebrot. Then came the Hasidim and said, no gebrot. And you want to go back to yes gebrot. So, is that
the question is when a minig, when a chumra becomes a minig? It's a very hard thing to say. When it says in Magen Avraham, Magen Avraham has a shayla of banging by Haman as a minig. Bang. The shul says, Rav Miller said, in my shul, nobody should bang by Haman. It's a minig, I have to go to a different shul. So Magen Avraham says, a minig has a din minig when it's brought in Paiskim. When you find Paiskim that bring it, and apparently justify it, so then it's a minig. If it's not brought in any Paiskim, I mean, they might bring that people are there to clap, but there's no explanation of it, that's what changes it. So I'm not sure that minig gebracht it started in Hasidim, it started in Eastern Europe, but wherever it started, it became something that's brought in halacha. Once it's brought in halacha, it has a din of a minig. And it generally, when it's a siyag, generally a siyag is considered to be a minig, but it has to have a geder. I know if Palm held that having separate fish pots, it doesn't have a din minig. He felt it's a new thing. Having separate fish pots, You say, how could it be? It's a Gemara. Dagim Shalu Bekayr Shabasa. You think Gemara Dagim Shalu Bekayr Shabasa. So, Palm Hill didn't have a din minig. It can't be brought in place. And so it depends. Sometimes it's very hard to know.
Was it the flip side of my back? Let's say there's a minute of item like a bronze. Let's say I'm not a bronze, I'm not feeling we're not going to the bronze. I look at the sugar, I right, based on the CSO maybe, and I feel I should not go to the bronze. Even though it's not my minute of the bronze. But I would still say that.
So that would be your own chumra. Your family's not bound by it.
Even though there's a,
your family's not bound. I think it's correct that if someone's father is Machmir, but he knows that his father's father was Makel. His father, he came to Europe, he fell in a kihila that was Machmir. I don't think it's binding on the children. Because there's no such thing as minig ha'av, it's minig ha'mishpacha. There are plenty of tzaddikim who fasted in the Bahab. That's not binding on children. Because it's not a minig ha'mishpacha, it's a hanoga that the father had on his own. So these are all questions of a mekel giving to a machmir. Okay? A mekel giving to a machmir. So that's this Marabach who makes this distinction, whether you can tempt a machmir by putting the food in front of him. What? If it's nicker, if it's not nicker, you have to tell him. Yeah, you certainly have to tell him. Now, somebody brought up Shavya Nafshei. There is a sugi of Shavya Nafshei Chetichidi Surah in Shas, which seems to contradict this whole hanocha. Shavya Nafshei is a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Ksubis, if a man says, Kidashti Ishazu, I gave this woman Kedushin. She says, what are you talking about? It never happened. No witnesses. So she's not an Eshasi, she's mutter to the whole world. We don't believe him. But if he wants to marry her sister, he's not allowed to. Shavya Nafshei Chetichidi Surah. By saying, it doesn't mean he said it schmoozing with friends. It has to be either he said it in Beis Din, or he said it, and someone said, Atamedai, they said, you're serious? We're going to take this to Beis Din? So, Shavya Nafshei Chetichidi Surah says, if a woman tells her husband, I'm a Nida, so, and later on it turns out she's not, it doesn't matter. She's also, unless Nasin Amasta Ledevareha, if she gave an excuse, a believable reason, it's different, but normally Shavya Nafshei Chetichidi Surah. So it does seem to be a legitimate question. What does it mean in Marabach? Maybe I went to the Sovia, and he says it's Asr. He says you're allowed to feed him because he could change. He says I went to the Sovia again, then it's Mutter. What does that mean? What? A Pesha Asr or a Pesha Hitter? Pesha Asr, Pesha Hitter doesn't work like Mafreya. It only works B'Shas Maisa. If a man says something one day, he doesn't have a peshas, the next day he has, it doesn't work. That's called the Migulam Afreya Larina. Yeah, there's no peshas on that. There's no peshas. A man says, I married her, and the next day he says, I didn't marry her. It doesn't work. Peshas is only Bishas Nais. If he says, I married her, I gave her a get, it's a peshas. He said he married her, he said he gave her a get. But if he said he married her, and 2 days later he says, I gave her a get, there's no, that's called the Migulam Afreya Larina. Anyway, the answer is that if somebody is machmir on something because he holds a tikkur adin, and later he finds out or he realizes it's not tikkur adin, then there's no shavya nafshei. Now that's a klal, it's a toss. Ramesha writes that about someone who's always known chol of Yisrael, he never knew there's a heter of a stam cholov. And now he finds out there's a heter. So he say he was naig. So if he knew that there's a heter and he was machmer anyway, it's binding. It could be shavya nashe, it could be neder. But if he never knew, he thought it's ikar adin, and now he finds out that they are coolest, so then there's no shavya nashe, there's no din neder. Okay, shaila now the other way around. Till now we're talking a mekel feeding a machmir. What about a machmir feeding a mekel? A machmir, in other words, somebody sent me mishloach manis. It's a hechsher I would never use. Can I give it? You know, I have a lady who comes to my house. She helps us around the house, and she doesn't know anything about this stuff. Can I give it to her? If I hold that Chol of Yisrael is mikra adin, and she's not machmir Chol of Yisrael, could a machmir give to a mekel? That's the shaila. Now, obviously, if I think that the kula is a toast, they're fooling her, she relies on a heksher, and I know that heksher is a baloney, obviously I can't give it to her. But there are different shittas. There are people who are more mekel, people who are machmir. Am I allowed to, can a machmir give a mekel without fooling her? Give a mekel. I get a bottle of wine, I tell her, this wine has a heksher, I don't use it, but it's heksher you use. Take the wine.
You have to ask her, or why are you machmir?
Why am I machmir? So I'll tell you the tshuva that here pretty much everyone's masking, but there's an early tshuva from the Mabit. The Mabit lived in the earlier generations of the Rishayim, and the most famous machloik is the Mabit in the Beis Yosef, which is Negea Ad Hayayim, has to do with Shemitah, peiros that grow in the karka of a Nochri. Okay, a guy owns a field in Eretz Yisrael, whether through Heta Mechiro, he really owns it. A guy owns a field, and he grows peiros on Shemitah. Do those peiros have an Issa Shemitah? Is there a Kinyan La'akum Lafkia from Dine Shemitah? The Beis Yosef held that a Nachri is, there's no Shemitah on Karka Shel Nachri in Eretz Yisrael, and that's Minig Yerushalayim. The Mabit held that there is an Isser Shemitah on Peiris that grow in Karka Eretz Yisrael, and that's Minig Bnei Brak. The Chassidish held like the Mabit, and that's Minig Bnei Brak. If you go to Eretz Yisrael and Shemitah, you'll find the same product, sometimes with one sticker, sometimes with a different sticker. Sometimes it says something like Karka Shel Nachri, sometimes it says what's the language I use in Hebrew? What? Hefsik. The other Lushan is Hefsik. How do I say a mat in Hebrew? Hefsik. Matzalis. They Hefsik. Matzo, I think they call it with an iron. But anyway, the ones that are Karka, Akum, Matzo is what they call them. So the Karka Akum is Mini Yerushalayim. That you buy Karka Akum. The ones that have the other heter is that doesn't grow on the ground. It grows in with a hefsik. They were growing in gigantic dumpsters, and then they started lately digging up with machinery, digging up the earth, laying plastic sheets, plastic tarps, putting the earth back and growing there, and considering like a flower, like a gigantic flower pot, and that's how they grow in parts of Eretz Israel. What? Okay. Whatever the Lashon is, this is a machlokes. It goes back to the 1500s between the Beis Yosef and the Mabit about whether it's that. Now, obviously, anybody who was knowing the heter of heter mechira, the salkaka to a guy, held that it's mutter. And besides that, even if you don't hold, you're allowed to sell it, but if a guy naturally just owns it, it's Arab land. So then you have a machlokes. So this is a machlokes, like I said, goes back hundreds of years, and Ad HaYom in Eretz Yisrael, you have two minhagim. And the Mabit was asked, if he owes that karka, he owes that a guy's peiros, are osir, are you allowed to serve it to someone who holds its mutter? He's stuck, he's got a guy's peiros, he can't eat it. What's he going to do? It's not osir ba'ano, it's peiros shviyata. So he holds that it has the surim of peiros shviyas. He can't do schayra with it. He can't sell it. Could he give it to someone who's mekel? And the Mabit was mekel. And since this was a high emotion topic, and the Mabit was the machmir, and he said that you could be mekel, so that kula pretty much stands in later generations. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach in his first Mechashleim Atshuva Mem Dalet brings the Mabit, I think he brings a Ksav Sefer that says the same thing, and basically what it means is I might be Machmir, but I respect that someone else is a Mekel, and therefore I can give the Mekel the thing that even though I'm Machmir to myself, I can give it to the one who's Mekel. This is the Psak. So at least in one direction, it's not complicated. Now, obviously, if I hold everyone else is a toya, and I know, and everyone's making a mistake, it would be different. But if I have my shita, and I know other people have their shita, there are two shitas in Klal Yisrael, it's perfectly okay. So even though I don't open bottles on Shabbos, I'm very happy to have guests who do. And very geschmack to have guests who do. So the Shabbos, we had two seltzers on the table, one on my side, one on the guest side. And they have to say, pass the seltzer. He said, you have a seltzer? No, pass your seltzer. He passed the seltzer, and I passed back the closed seltzer back to the other end of the table. So it all got used. I have no problem. I can give him something. I know that I make healing. I don't hold that tayyim. I'm machmir, and he's mekel. No problem. A machmir could give to a mekel. Now, what? A bit held it's also, and he still held. Right, he still held that you could do it. That's Seva Chamesh Yaisis. So,
he hasn't opened it for you.
What?
He hasn't opened it for you.
Depends how usher I hold it is. I hold it's a real malach. I can't tell a guy. I can't tell a yid. But I could allow him to open it. You know, in camp they made up this rule that if I open it for you, I have to drink some. So it became a kubbal in Klal Yisrael. I think it comes from all the camps. The boy said, "You want me to open for you? I have to drink from it." Okay. No halacha, you have to drink from it, but. The halacha by a guy, if a guy does, he has to drink. Okay, so we covered these two topics. A mekel giving a machmir and sort of tempting him, and a machmir giving a mekel. One more nekuda that's very negeya. It has to do with the bishalakum of minig svarad and minig ashkenaz. It's probably the single biggest prevalent difference of custom in our communities here in Flatbush, where some stores have a hechsher, but it's not bishalakim according to the minig of the Sfaradim. It's not bishul Yisrael according to the minig of Sfaradim. So you may go into a store. Now some stores have a sign that it's bishul Yisrael, the minig adas hamizrach. It's happened to me more than once. I got a call from an Ashkenazi in a restaurant, and he calls me. He says, "There's a sign here, bishul Yisrael, the minig adas hamizrach. Am I allowed to eat here?" You know, he's Ashkenazi. Am I allowed to eat here? I tell him, you're allowed to eat here. It's the Sfarad more machmir than us, not more mekel. They really should put on the sign, gam le ladas mizrach. The question is, if I go and I buy in a store, that's not machmir. They're Ashkenazim, they cook for Ashkenazim. And I have a Sfaradi coming to my house. Is that okay? Or a camp or a yeshiva, and they're Sfaradim. Do they have to be machmir? Can they give me something which is usher according to their shita, according to Barabach? It's a problem because here it's a community thing. It's a minigam mishpach. It's the feyida to give it to them. So here, Rabbi Avadia has a tshuva in the Chavedas Chelik Hei tshuva Nun Dalit, where he says that Svardim could be mekel based on its serif of two shitas. First of all, the Ashkenaz shita, that if a Jew turned on the fire, it's good enough. Plus, the Mechaber brings a shita that bishalakum, when it's a guy in a Jew's house, doesn't apply. A Jewish worker in a Yid's house, there's no rule of bishalakum. That's the shita that the Mechaber brings. And Rabbi Avadia says that it could be samech on it, be mitzar if the two shitas together, and then a person could be mekel on the two shitas put together. So this is the klolim of one person feeding another person, and I think overall it's pretty clear. We have the Rabach's difference, which is when a mekel gives a machmir. We have the mabit that a machmir could give a mekel. And then we have the exception by Bishalakum that, as an aside, Rabbi Avadia finds cause to be mekel because in the Etzem Dinim of Bishalakum, he finds enough tzerufim to be mekel. Okay, so this is this shach. I saw this psak from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman in other places. The difference, you know, if you hold its aser, I mean, Hagim hold its aser, and then when I bumped into it here in this shach, Sukkot Nechaf, I realize that reporting what he said, but Rosh Hashanah Zalman based it on this Marabach. Okay, let's turn the page and move on to Sifches. A few easier, relatively easier Sifim. Okay, we're going back to the main topic of the siman, which is when you're allowed to trust somebody. And we said if someone's chashin on something, he's not trustworthy. Even though he's a firm yid and he keeps Shabbos, he sends a shul to yeshivas, he washes his tefillin, but if he's chashin on something, he's not neman on that thing. So the Mechaber says, "Hachashir al adavar, einay neman alav afilu b'shvua." What does that mean? You have a firm yid. He's chashir on one thing. Pick whatever. He's talking about midi dachila. He doesn't hold. You don't have to check letters for bugs. They don't have to talk about. You don't have to check letters for bugs. You know, in Europe we didn't check. You don't have to check. I tell him, look, I'm not. I trust you. No, it's not. I'm not. I trust you. He says, I'll make a shvua. I'm not chashir on shvua. I would think. What? I would think, even let's say he's someone who says, I know it's us, and I don't care. Why is he chashar on a shvua? Shvua is more chamer. So it says here, chashar al adama, ain't a nemer alav afilu b'shvua. Now look at the reason in the shach. Shach of Aleph, hatam, shekvar chashru lavor ala shvua, shemushba va'aymed mehar Sinai. Hear this? Anybody who does any Aveira, let's say an Aveira Dereis, he talks after his Bela Dramon, let's say an Aveira Dereis, he's over on Shavua also. He's Mujba Vaimi, Mehar Sinai. You made a Shavua Mehar Sinai. Huh? You made a Shavua. Huh? It seems you all made Shavua Mehar Sinai. Mujba Vaimi, Mehar Sinai. But Klai Yisrael made a Shavua, it's Kalam Ho Klai Yisrael. Mujba Vaimi, Mehar Sinai. So Shavua, that's what he says. Now what? It's not chayv a carbon shvua. We're missing bitis sasayim. What's it missing? Okay.
What about an empty bag? Have you seen an empty bag? You said use this bag.
Again. Oh, he shows you proof that it's positive. If you believe him, it's some things that tali b'lev. If you believe him.
He's making the shvua on what he said was what.
See, he's making a shvua. He says, I hold it.
It was checked. I swear to you, the letters were checked.
Yeah. So, what should be the din? I would think he's Naaman. So, saying, no, he's Chashir Mushma Mehar Sinai. So, I want to tell you the difficulty I have with this is that we say all along Chashir depends on the perception of people. Right? Somebody could be Muhammad or Makal. We said back in Sif, hey, it depends on people's perception. Right, if there's someone, there's not an Aveira, it's not an Aveira. Who in the world thinks that I'm over on Shavua every time I do an Aveira, because I'm over by Mehar Sinai? There's a Gemara in the Dorim on Daf Ches. It says that you're allowed to make a Shavua on a mitzvah, Nishba and Lekaya mitzvah, even though Chazal don't want people making Shavuas, Teva Shalini Nishba, Vish Misha Nishba, but Nishbaen ala mitzvah, Shinem and Nishbati Vakayema. What say Lishma Mishpatei Tzikach? David HaMelech made Shavuos Lishma Mishpatei Tzikach. So you're allowed to make a Shavua to do a mitzvah. Frak the Gemara, Shavua Halim Mushba Vayimim Mehar Sinai. A Shavua is not Chal on a Shavua. You're already Mushba Mehar Sinai. What are you making another Shavua? You can make a Shavua. I swear I'll get up. I'll put on tefillin tomorrow. Or I'll say Kriya Shema Bizman tomorrow. So what kind of Shavua is that? He's Mushba Vayimim Mehar Sinai. So Gemara says, Luzuze Napshe Shari. And once he mizaras himself, it's mutter. So the Ktsais and Simenai and Gimel, it's cut in the hay, says he doesn't understand why Luzuze Napshe is there. Well, what's the Zuze Napshe how's he being mizaras himself? It's not a Shvua. He's Mushba Mehar Sinai. Isn't he Luzuze Napshe? So how would you understand Pshat in the Gemara?
To him it is.
Huh?
To him it is.
That's what I would think. I would think Pshat in the Gemara is. He's Mush Mehar Sinai. You know you're Mush Mehar Sinai. Tell somebody, Misman Kriyash, when I tell you, you're Avron Shvua. He'll look at you like you're nuts. He'll say, what do you mean, Mush Mehar Sinai, to make this man Kriyash? Say, people don't think of it that way. So that's how I would understand the Gemara. This was a Nafshe. So I must be wrong. I don't know. So I say it's the kasha. Ktzai says the kasha, and the Ktzai says Eshua Chal Shvua, but Isura Miyayika. There's a stipler in the Darim. He gives a psychological teretz. He says most people do averis, they have a limud zchus on themselves. It's a mitzvah to be limud zchus on yidden. They have a limud zchus. They say, yeah, this is not kriya shma, but not if you're very tired or not if it's very difficult. They have all kinds of terutzim. So he says, you make a shvua, so if you have terutzim, that means you're not mushu mehar Sinai. So then the shvua is chal. You're lamdim. But you say, you're mushu mehar Sinai. I say, yeah, but I'm not. Sinai didn't mean if I'm very tired. Okay, so then the shvua is chal, and then that's how the stipler answers the answer.
But
what? Stami saying it not by clear isur etayra. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I'm asking a kasha on the sifri really. Well, why is every chashud not nema with a shvua? I would think swearing to people today is very chomer to swear. I would think if I have somebody who doesn't care about bugs, he doesn't care about bugs. He checks it, he holds up to the light. I ask him, you ever found a bug? No. And so yeah, I know what he's doing. I would think if he swears, I could trust him. I would say no, because he's mushba vay bar Sinai.
But if every time he gives you less, he makes a shvua, it's not going to be worth anything anyway.
Why?
Because every time you're going to ask him, I made a shvua, there's no bugs.
All right, yeah, maybe the first time. The first time you ask him. Okay.
Okay.
That's a sugya. The kshasin so that's a chashar b'mayna is not chashid shvua. It's only because shemim levi yeshana. The gemara is your kasha, right? The gemara is how can anybody swear in bez? The chashar b'mayna is chashar shvua. So the gemara says something shemim levi yeshana yesh leol, that is some old rova that he's excusing himself with. Right? That's the gemara above metzia. The gra the chaf beis. Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's a good question, but the Mishnah says Ein Shua Chal Ashua. It's a good question, needs an answer, but the fact is, it's a Mishnah in Nidarim that Shua is not Chal and Ashua. Once you make one Shua, second Shua is not Chal. Okay, it's like Ein Isa Chal Isa. It's the same exact Isa, it's not Chal. Okay, so that's Sifches. The halach is you not. I have a kasha why I understand, but okay. Siftes. Ger me'ayvek echavim. You have somebody who was Magai. He was a guy, he became a Jew. Shechazir v'chaza v'heimir machmas yira. Right, the Beis Yosef was from Spain. As you know, in Spain for over 100 years, even before the expulsion, the Inquisition, certainly any Jew that any guy that converted to Judaism was tortured. So a ger chazav ahemir machmas yira, and because of fear he reverted. V'chein Yisrael shechata machmas yira sholei yargu, or a Jew that sinned. That means even if he sinned in avodah zarah, it's supposed to yarg v'alyaver, but he didn't withstand the temptation. Yisrael gomorhu shchitase muteres veino isiyayim b'magai. He's mutter. The Rambam says that if a guy tells a yid, bow to avodah zarah or I'll kill you, it's yarg v'alyaver. But if he was over and he was a nerag, so he's not over on this avodah zarah. He's einus. He was over on the mitzvah to be mekadesh shem shamayim. But he doesn't get misa for bowing down to the avodah zarah, even if he had somehow asra. He doesn't get misa because he's still an onus. Since he's still an onus, so
did he do it and say that in my mind I didn't have a mind to do it? No, he's doing it, but they have a gun to it.
The pashtus is even if when he bows, he's thinking, I don't mean it, yeah. That it's still awesome. There's a Rashi in Krisus that many point to that says differently. Rashi, Gemara says, Ratza David lavet avodah zarah. When Hashem was chasing him, he felt Zechil Hashem. I'm a big tzaddik and this is happening. So Bikish David to be Avid Avodah Zarah. So it says that they told him that people are going to say, you're doing it, I'll do it. So he didn't do it. But Bikish Avodah Zarah. Rashi said it'll be Libel Shemayim. So they bring a Rav from this Rashi that it's not really Avodah Zarah, but Malach is not that way. Malach is Malach Psruka. If a guy says bow down to an Avodah Zarah, that it's your guy Yavah. Okay, so Yerag Valyavr. It's Adas Akum. It's Yerag Valyavr. Now, so the Rambam is saying that Afal Pikein, if he's Iver, he's not considered an Iver Avay the Zara, and he doesn't get an Iver. However, the Rambam makes an important distinction. Rambam says this halacha, somebody's supposed to be Yerag Valyavr, and he's Iver Vlay Nerag. He's not called Neivet Avay Dezara. That's really what it says here in the Sif. He's still Neman. He doesn't become a Yehudi Mummer. If a person is a Chayla, Sheesh by Sakana, and his only refuah is to eat from a fruit that he can only get from the Asherah tree. Now, being Nehenna from an Asherah is an Issa Lav. The Rambam holds that Abizrayu Davay Dezar is also Yehorg Vayavar. It's also Yehorg. If a guy says, eat the fruit of the Asherah tree, I'll kill you. So it's also Yehorg Vayavar. The Rambam holds Abizrayu is also included. It's a Machlaikas Rishayim. That's why he holds Abizrayu of Gilei Arayus also. He holds kissing in Erva is also Yehorg Vayavar. Not only the Sabiya itself. Chibuk and Nishuk is Abizrayu. And the Rambam Shita is that it's Yehorg Vayavar. The Kufna Zayin is brought the two shittas. So the Rambam says, if someone's a Chayla Sheyesh Besakana, and he takes from the fruit of the Asherah tree, he's not allowed to, he does, like an Isai, he gets Malkus. So the Mefarshei Rambam, yes, it's a stira. He said, if they point a gun at you, and then the person's supposed to be Arval Yavar, and he's Iver, he doesn't get an Einish. He gets an Einish for missing the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, but he doesn't get an Einish of Avodah Zarah. And here where it's a refuah, he does get an Ayin Shabbai Dezar. What's the difference? Sidar Sameach, and the Rambam there, and Rabbi Chanan, in a bigger Arichus in Ksub, the first parak of Ksubis, make a distinction. And probably a distinction of Shaykh here too. When he points a gun and says, bow to the Avay Dezara, he's an Ayin on bowing. Why? He'd rather the Avay Dezara not be here. He'd rather the Avay Dezara disappear. If he can make the Avay Dezara disappear, he'd be very happy. When he's a chayla, Basher Husham, once he's a chayla, he's happy that Asherah is here. He's even the Asherah Baratzin. The Siba that caused him to have the Ratzin, he's a Rainus. But he's eating from the Asherah tree Baratzin. And eating from the Asherah tree Baratzin, that's.
He wants to pay everybody.
Well, right now, he wants to do this Avera of eating from the tree. The Mishnah Berurah, it's interesting, says the same thing. It says if someone points a gun at someone and says, eat this or I'll kill you, he doesn't have to make a bracha. Not called in, unless he's Nela, but he doesn't have to make a bracha. But he's a chayla, sheesh pesakan, and eating something, then he does make a bracha. Because the mice, he's happy to eat it. He's not an oinus on eating it. Oinus on the siba that brought him to it, but not an oinus on the thing itself. Rabbi Chanan says with this, explains Esther. Esther Amalka, when she went to him to save Klal Yisrael, she said, "Kasher avadati avadati," that now I'm usher to my husband. She was already married for many years. She was an Einus. Now she's also an Einus. She's saving Klal Yisrael. Yeah, but this is like the Asherah tree. She's taking this to save Klal Yisrael. So here it's she becomes us. Because the one more sif tes, a sif yud, masor. Shchitasik shera v'neman al yisurim. All right, the halachas of a maser are a simin in chaysha mishpat. The definition of a maser is somebody who puts other Jews in sakana. It's not true. If someone calls and creates a financial penalty on another Jew, that's not a maser. A maser is someone who is maser someone to suffix sakana. It's interesting, in the Chafetz Chaim, Hilchas Lashon Hara, in Perches Halacha Yud Beis, he talks about a malshin or a maser. There's a footnote says Maser is someone who hires false witnesses to testify against his friend. That's a Maser. So in the today's prints, they write that was added for the censors. That line was added. That's not a Maser. Maser in Shulchan Aruch is someone who puts someone else in Sakana. Someone reports on somebody is violating a building permit. That's a terrible thing to do. He's a mazik. If you call on someone for violating something and you cause him a fine, you have to pay. The person who called has to pay the fine. He's a grumman nizikin.
What about a jail term?
It says in Shulchan Aruch, you define if jail is sakana. I don't know. In Shulchan Aruch it says if a maser is someone who puts someone in sakana. To be a maser, ad kadei kach. The din of a maser is that he's not mitzdarf to minyan. He's not kasher leedis. He can't write a ois in a sefer Torah. There are a lot of classes they put on a maser. What it says here is that legabe nemonis, it doesn't apply. If he's a maser, but lemaisa, he's makbid on kashrus. So lemaisa, if he's a nemon, if he's telling the truth, he's telling the truth. It's a fact. Either he is or he's not. So even though Chazal took away from him that he's not a star of dominion, not an aid, even by shechita, it says here, shtasik sheira, it says ayin leil simin beis, the Shulchan Aruch brings two shechitas, if they consider shechita. But as far as nemanis is concerned, he has a nemanis. What? So the shach we learned last week said sug echad chashes to sug echad, not chashes to sug sheni. That's what it says. What? You should be called a meiser, not a maser. Yeah, it's true. I think it's Yiddish. Call him a maser. But you're right, he's a meiser. You're right. Shouldn't be a maser. What does it say here? It says maser, shtasik shera. Why does it say maser?
Maser is the Beinoni pole of maser.
That explains it. He says the Beinoni pole of went to Yeshiva Flatbush, right? Torah, you don't learn Beinoni pole, I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, next week we pick up from Sifir Aleph.